Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. Three people have died in a Mid-Missouri traffic accident after a car tried to pass a semi on a two-lane highway south of Ladonia and hit an SUV head-on yesterday afternoon. A couple in their 70s from southern Missouri in the SUV died, as well as an 18-year-old passenger. A St. Louis jury awarded nearly $4.7 billion in damages to 22 women and their families after they claimed asbestos in Johnson & Johnson talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. Republican lawmakers have vowed to curtail such lawsuits that allow out-of-state plaintiffs to join together in large suits. Republican Governor Mike Parson traveled to Springfield yesterday to sign a major state income tax reduction. An analysis from a nonpartisan research group shows the tax cut will cost the state up to $4 million over the next two fiscal years. Parson says citizens will understand the short-term loss will be offset by much bigger gains in the future.
I think Missourians got good common sense, and I think they know a good thing when they see it, and I think this is going to be helpful down the road, even more helpful than it is today.
The income tax legislation will reduce most individual rates from 5.9 to 5.4% in January. Many Democrats say Republicans are irresponsibly squeezing state services with the tax cuts. Former Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander will officially launch tomorrow his bid for Kansas City mayor. He tells MissouriNet he wants to increase the livability of Kansas City.
We're going to know that Kansas City is really at its best when people don't have to move from one part of the city to another or out of town altogether to live the life that they want.
Several other candidates, mostly city council members, have announced their intentions to run for mayor. Kander's move quells rumors about a Democratic run for president in 2020. A new study shows car thefts have jumped 25% in the Kansas City area in the last year. KNBC reports police believe guns are the motive for a lot of the thefts and break-ins. St. Louis area police are searching for a missing man who has dementia, diabetes, glaucoma, and PTSD. A silver advisory has been issued for 71-year-old Jerry Johnson. A Sullivan man in eastern Missouri is accused of holding a woman against her will and beating her, 51-year-old Brandy Lee Ash, who's also wanted on warrants for probation violations on drug possession and domestic assault, was arrested this week. Dollar Tree says its new $110 million distribution center in western Missouri's Warrensburg will create 375 new jobs by 2020. Governor Mike Parson joined dozens of others at this week's ribbon-cutting ceremony.
And when you listen to these corporations, these companies, why did they decide to come to Missouri? And they give you the reasons why. It's those things that you can build on when they start talking about work ethic, when they start talking about our communities.
State Senator Denny Hoskins describes the 1.2 million square foot facility as state of the art. Virginia-based Dollar Tree says the Warrensburg Distribution Center will service stores across an 11-state region. This is Missouri Net.